The Maine Hospital Association is urging Senators Susan Collins and Angus King to oppose the latest attempt to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. As Patty White reports, the president of the association says the Graham-Cassidy bill is similar to previous efforts that have been rejected.
One major component of Graham-Cassidy is that it would convert Medicaid to a block grant program and, in the process, critics say, significantly reduce funding. The president of the Maine Hospital Association, Stephen Michaud, says Maine would lose $1 billion federal dollars by 2027, which would devastate rural hospitals that operate on razor-thin margins.
We're talking about something that is almost impossible to overstate. We're talking about, for sure, service closures and probably hospital closures if this would go through.
Michaud says the bill would also harm patients who rely on Medicaid, including the bulk of nursing home residents. Independent Senator Angus King opposes the Graham-Cassidy bill. Republican Senator Susan Collins issued a statement saying she has a number of concerns with the proposal, including changes that could allow insurers to charge higher premiums for people with pre-existing conditions. She says she'll carefully examine the analysis of the bill that's soon to come from the Congressional Budget Office. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.